2022 State Convention. We are honored to be speaking today with Tyler Marin, Revision Fitness, a great iOS app and website. And I believe you're on Android as well. Am I correct?
That's correct. Yep. All three platforms.
Great. Winner of the Holman Prize, as well as the Jacob Bolotin Award, issued by the National Federation of the Blind. So we're glad that they've given you some financial assistance to take this project to the next level. So tell our listeners and viewers exactly what is Revision Fitness.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, Michael. And hello to all of you out there at the convention. Super bummed that I couldn't make it. I'm actually traveling during the time that you all are having your convention. I'll actually be over in Europe competing at a tournament. But I am super pumped that you're all here and happy to share a little bit about this resource. So just to give it a little backstory, a little idea about who I am and kind of how this came about. So my name is Tyler Marin, as Michael mentioned, and I have been blind my whole life. I was born with retinitis pigmentosa, so grew up legally blind, and over the years have lost more and more vision. But this never really dampened my love for fitness. I grew up on a farm. I grew up in a family of athletes, always outside being active, doing things that kids normally do, right? Climbing trees and digging holes and getting into trouble and all of that stuff. And as I got older and my vision got worse, I quickly realized that I really wanted to stay active, and I found ways to do it. I was introduced to adaptive sports. I became an elite level athlete in the sport of goalball. I competed for the U.S. Paralympic team for many, many years, still doing that. I've been to 18 different countries competing for Paralympic Games, for world championships. This led to my career as a personal trainer. So I had this desire to find out, like, how do I get myself to be bigger, stronger, faster for my sport? And that led to my bachelor's in exercise science from Western Michigan University. And I started teaching exercise and fitness, became a personal trainer. So I spent 10 years as a personal trainer. I worked for 24 Hour Fitness for 6 years, working as one of their master trainers. So just really, really deep dive into the realm of fitness. How does the body move? What is it supposed to do? Anatomy, physiology, biomechanics. And through this whole journey, I recognized with my own experience how difficult it was being visually impaired to learn about fitness. Right. So I'm sitting in my classrooms and the professor's putting up a chart, a picture, and, you know, see how these rep ranges affect this. And, you know, here's this muscle group and how it moves. Here's the nerve that innervates it. And I'm going, I can't see it. trying to learn this. I spent a lot of office hour time with my professors. You know, hey, let's go over that chart. You know, it was a grind to learn this stuff, and it was fine for me. I loved it. I was very, very fascinated with it. Still am. But I recognized how difficult it was for somebody who's blind or visually impaired to gain fitness knowledge very easily. So over the years as a personal trainer, my wife, been married 20 years. We've got 4 kids. She very, very connected, and she would tell me about different situations, different people she would meet on Facebook and different blindness organization groups. And she'd say, yeah, you know, so-and-so was on this group and they really, they're trying to figure out how to do fitness. They want to do yoga. They want to do weightlifting and they're just not really sure how to go about it. You should get on here and teach them how to do this stuff. You know how to do all this. And the timing just never seemed quite right. I was working full-time. I was an assistant fitness manager. My resources were pretty limited. But there was one moment, and this kind of set the whole thing off. So several years ago, I'm working just my normal shift. I'm standing at the front desk. I'm waiting for my next client to come in. And of the like 9,000 people that were signed up at our fitness center where I worked in South Florida, there was like 4 or 5 blind people that were there. So when I'm waiting for my client, and I hear that kind of distinctive tap tap of a cane come into the front desk. It's like, oh, okay, this, you know, it's probably so and so or maybe this other person. So I strike up a conversation with them. It was a young mother, and she had just moved to the area. She'd be coming to the gym about 3 months. And when she came in, she had a quick orientation. Somebody showed her how to use the treadmill, and she was totally fine with that. Liked using the treadmill. Nothing wrong with a treadmill. Totally great. And she kind of had this dour mood today. And I'm talking to her. I was like, hey, so what's going on? Why so glum? And she said, well, I've been coming in for a while, and I was losing weight to start with. It was really good. And now I'm just kind of stuck. You know? And it's like, okay, well, that's kind of common. You know, we hear that a lot. So I'm talking to her. So do you have any other programs that you do? Do you lift weights at all? Do you use any of the other machines? Do you stretch or anything like that? She said, well, no, I don't really know how to do that stuff. So I told her, I'm a personal trainer. Let's talk about it. I can set you up on a program. I can show you some of the package options we have. We can get you on a better routine. Well, unfortunately, yeah, I can't set the rates at the gym. It's all set by corporate, and I could get fired for training people outside of that as much as I wanted to. And she couldn't afford the rates that the gym set. And so she kind of walked away a little disappointed. I was disappointed for her. And the problem with this situation, though, because I worked with hundreds of clients, and there were a lot of people who also said, hey, you know what? I can't afford it. They walked away. The problem with this situation was that all of those other people who were not able to utilize my services, they could go up into the fitness area. They could look around and say, okay, that person is doing that exercise. Or that person is lifting that way. I could try that. They could go into the classroom and see the instructor and follow the movements. They could sit down on a machine and look at the picture and see where their arms and legs were supposed to go. You know, they could pull up a YouTube video and follow it. This young mother really just didn't have any of those options. She was stuck. And I was, you know, this really isn't fair. It's not fair that she does not have the same opportunity and access. And that's really what got this whole thing kickstarted. I really saw it clearly at that moment and said, all right, we need to do something about this. So I had an opportunity to step away from that company, a few serendipitous events, and I opened up my own training business, and that's what started the Revision Fitness Project. So all of that backstory to bring you to what is Revision Fitness? Well, Revision Fitness, it's an app. It's a program that's available live on iOS, Android, and the web. You can search Revision Fitness on the App Store or Google Play, or you can go to revisionfitnessapp.com. And what it is, it's an audio-based fitness program that is a collection of my knowledge and experience as a personal trainer, as an elite athlete, as a person who's blind and visually impaired, made to be completely accessible. This is a program that's designed to help people who are blind and visually impaired find fitness information at the level that they need. Okay, so what does that mean? Essentially, it means that if you are blind or visually impaired, you can find information on this program, whether you are a beginner, you're just looking for some basic movements, learning about good posture, just getting your fitness journey started, or if you're somebody who is a little more advanced, you want some more elite level exercises, you can find that as well. We've got stuff for pretty much any level of fitness. The app itself is broken up into a couple of major categories. So there's a classroom category where you go in and you learn about exercises. This is kind of one of the distinct features of this program. You can type in or search or just scroll through the list. There's categories to search by. Let's say you want to learn how to do a push-up or a squat, or you know, you're getting into yoga, you want to learn how to do King Dancer pose. You can look up these exercises and find them in really great detail. And what's the starting position? How do you move? Clock point directions, different reference points of what you're supposed to feel and how your body is supposed to react to these, how to make it easier or harder as you go. And then you can take that knowledge and you can go to the next main group, which is the actual fitness studio. Okay, so we've got audio workouts in there. There's about 40 audio workouts in there, anything from a basic dynamic warm-up, cool-down stretches to core cardio exercises, strength-building exercises, yoga. There's new material being added to it pretty regularly. So the more the more users we have, and the more people that jump on there and give feedback, and the more material that we're adding, it just grows the program as it goes on. And then the last main grouping is fitness plans. Okay, so it gives you guides on how to use these exercises, how to use these workouts based on a couple of basic fitness goals. And as I said, all of that expanding, more being added to it. So that's a lot of information. Hopefully you're still with me on this, but give you a kind of a brief highlight of kind of where this project came from, what it looks like. We have people signing up for it pretty regularly now. A lot of people jumping on, getting a lot of great feedback. A lot of times I get the question, well, how does the sign up work? Very, very, very simple. You can download the app for free. You can sign up for free. It automatically starts a 2-week free trial for you. You get access to everything in the program for 2 weeks. You can check it out. And then after that, there's a very, very inexpensive subscription-based model. So you can sign up monthly for $5.99 a month, or you can sign up for a full year for $59.99. And those subscriptions help me continue to build the program, help me continue to add material to it and new features and functions. A lot of growth that this program is going to go through. My end goal is to make sure that this program has everything that you would need, a one-stop shop for fitness. All right. So as an example of that, right now, everything on the program is all body weight. You don't need to buy any extra equipment to use the program as is. As we go on, we're going to be adding more functions and features, more material, resistance band exercises, weights, treadmill workouts, rowing machine workouts, battle ropes, sled pushes, medicine balls. We're going to add all of that kind of material into the program as time goes on. So that's Revision Fitness in a nutshell. And I'd love to know, Michael, did I leave anything out? Do you have any questions for me?
One basic one. There's so much great information there. I've been using it now for a couple of months, and I was like, wow, where do I start? I mean, there's just so many options, and you know, I'm coming in pretty new to this. You know, other than riding my exercise bike. My Johnny G spinner, but other than that, you know, so I'm like, what do you tell someone that's coming in new? You know, where do you start? You just, because you do have a sequence, you recommend just going through and learning all of those, and then maybe by the time you've done that, you'll have a better idea of maybe where you want to put your efforts?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And that's why, you know, I don't want it to feel overwhelming. There's a lot of information in the program and a lot more being added. And so when you first step in, one of the things I tend to recommend to folks is take a look at the classroom section. And in the very first part of it, you'll find two different types of lessons. So the first set, it's called Foundational Positions and Movements. There's about 20 lessons in the Foundational Positions and Movements, and they're all pretty short too. The, you know, 2 to 3 minute lessons, a couple of them a little shorter, a little longer. But they are basic body mechanic movement exercise positions, just real basic. What, you know, what's elbow flexion and extension? Why is that important? You're learning about how your body is supposed to move. You're learning about a couple of basic starting positions. Very, very easy starting point. Gives you a lot of good background knowledge. The next set after that is called action group items. So there are 8 lessons there that take you through step-by-step kind of a, what is exercise? How do we set goals? Arranging your fitness environment, kind of setting you up for success. So those are a couple of really good places to start. The fitness plans section as well. There's a couple of things that I'm going to be looking at rolling out pretty soon, if not already by the time y'all are seeing this video, a couple of like beginning fitness plans, right? There's one in there that just learning the foundational movements, but starting from scratch fitness plans, you know, those types of things for the beginners just coming in, not sure what they're supposed to be looking at right away. So that'll help kind of guide them a little bit. And just a kind of an offshoot of this question too, Michael, I get the question sometimes like, hey, do I have to go through the entire classroom and learn all these exercises before I go to the fitness studio? No, that's definitely not necessary. So the way the fitness studio works is you open up one of the fitness studios, you pick one, you say, oh, wow, Tabata cardio, that looks kind of interesting. I'm going to open that up. It lists the exercises in the text or the audio. So most of these have a text base or an audio base option. And then you can kind of see, okay, well, I know that one. I know that one. Oh, you know what? I don't know that exercise. I'll go back to the classroom. I'll learn that one. So it's kind of an a la carte situation. You can kind of learn as you go. You can pick some different workouts and try them out and see what fits for you. There's a beginner level and an advanced level for most of the workouts. So lots of options. And my best recommendation is to try a few of them. Start off light, start off comfortable, and see what feels good for you and what fits your goals.
Now, another question I'm sure you get is, what about diet? And some of that's personal preference, but do you have any basic tips that you give people that will kind of help them match diet with their goal for better health?
Yeah, absolutely. Nutrition is a huge, huge part of this. And there's going to be a lot of expansion and growth in that area too. So right now, one of the action group lessons in the classroom section is all about nutrition. So I give you some general guidance tips on good nutrition. There will be a lot more coming out from that. But yeah, there's a couple of lessons, a couple of guides in there on helping just improve generally your nutritional intake. So definitely touching on that. It's a huge part of health and fitness, and we want to make sure that's covered as well.
Awesome. Well, give the website and again, the name of the iOS app so folks can check it out and put it through its paces.
Excellent. So again, you can sign up for a free account either by downloading the app on iOS or Android. So you can go to the App Store, to Google Play, and just search Revision Fitness. So it's Revision Fitness. And that it'll say it's produced by my company, Revision Training LLC. Or you can go to revisionfitnessapp.com and you can sign up there. Once you sign up for a plan, once you have an account or whatever, you can access it from any of those. So if you sign up on the web, you could still get on the mobile app and sign onto your account there, or vice versa. So, and the subscription base, very, very easy to work with. It's not automatic. So you can sign up, you can try it for 2 weeks. And if you're like, maybe it's not for me yet, and maybe that'd be the case for you, that's okay. It's not for everybody, but giving everybody the option for fitness is really the key for this project. It doesn't automatically charge you anything. You get to try it out and give me some feedback on it and see what works for you. It's also very, very easy to contact me through the app. So there's a more tab along the bottom of the screen that you'll find. There's a contact us button. Send an email directly to me with any thoughts or feedback or questions that you have. So very, very excited to have people doing that. I like to label this as a for us, by us kind of app. You know, a lot of people giving me good feedback and, hey, have you thought about doing this or adding this? And it's really, really great. And I think that if we all can come together as a community, as the blindness community, and say like, yeah, we need this kind of resource. We want this to be something available for people. You know, we want to bridge this gap. And if you can do that, help me support this app and help me build this app by signing up for it, using it, sharing it. I think that's going to be really big because I believe that this project can impact thousands and thousands of blind people. And that's really the main mission.